The attorney for the woman accused in the beating death of her 10-year-old daughter argued before the Maine Supreme Judicial Court today to have state prosecutors removed from the case and issue her confidential records, including a psychological exam, that the defense attorney says the state improperly subpoenaed from Sharon Carrillo's former school. Patty White reports.
It was in mid-March when state prosecutors sent a subpoena to a school Sharon Carrillo previously attended in New York. The subpoena ordered the school's CEO to appear in court in Maine on April 6th and produce Carrillo's school records, or the alternative, to send the records by email. The CEO chose the latter, and state prosecutors received 73 pages of confidential information. But those records were obtained improperly, says Carrillo's defense attorney Chris McClain, because there was in fact no court date set for April 6th.
We all make mistakes. It's a mistake when we put the wrong date on a subpoena. It's not a mistake when we put a fictitious court date on a subpoena. And we instruct a witness to appear in a court in the state of Maine on a fictitious court date.
McClain told the Maine Supreme Judicial Court that state prosecutors also sent the subpoena across state lines without prior approval and failed to instruct the school to send confidential records directly to a judge. A lower court agreed that the state made errors and ordered Carrillo's confidential records to be placed under seal. But McClain also wants the two state prosecutors on the case to be disqualified.
I'm representing a young woman who's shaken to the core by the violations of her rights. I represent a young woman who has the mentality of a 12-year-old child, and she's
So, Mr. McClain, I'm going to stop you right there.
At Tuesday's hearing, Chief Justice Lee Softly pointed out that McClain has already told news outlets that 33-year-old Carrillo has cognitive challenges. That's also what the state learned from the subpoenaed records. Given that it's information that's already known, Softly asked,
what is it that is lost since everyone appears to understand that there are challenges your client faces?
According to Assistant Attorney General Leanne Robin, nothing. She told the justices that McClain failed to show how Carrillo would be harmed by prosecutors staying on the case.
To encourage a pretrial motion to disqualify prosecutors when they are in error of some sort would be a terrible precedent.
Robin also said the mistakes the state made when it issued the subpoena were not intentional, which drew this question from Justice Softly.
How can a fictitiously established court date, which is part of the threat if you fail to send the records, be something that is purely a mistake? That looks like intentional action.
Robin chalked it up to procedural errors and said the Attorney General's office is taking action to prevent similar problems in the future. Now, Maine Supreme Court justices will decide whether it's appropriate to also disqualify the state prosecutors involved from the case. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.